Today, as we once again begin with the Word of God, the Old Testament and the Gospel, they talk about the need to be with God and the need to listen to God. Before we focus on that, we got to focus on what keeps us from that and deal with our temptations. Because again, when Jesus spent 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, his Lent, he went to fight with the devil, to deal with the evil one. And so must we. And so the first thing we got to do is acknowledge that Lent is a time where we fight the demons. We fight the temptations. And the greatest temptation, and the way he gets us the most, is the subtle thing that he says to us again and again and again. Anything but Jesus. Anything but Jesus. Television's more important than Jesus. Your sleep, you got to take care of yourself. That's more important than Jesus. And it's subtle. You know, Jesus, I love you, but I'm tough. Or it's that anything, anything, anything but Jesus. TV, time, being with someone else, everything, anything but Jesus. That's the temptation all of us deal with. And indeed, each of us, our Achilles heel is different for each of us, huh? Might be food, might be sex, might be time, might be watching football, whatever it is. But whatever it is, the devil says anything is more important than Jesus. Sometimes he says it explicitly. Sometimes he tempts us through feelings. Sometimes he tempts us just in our day in and day out, goods and bads of our day. But remember, the temptation is anything but Jesus. But if you listen today to the first reading and the gospel, and the second reading too, and it talks to what we're called to holiness, which we've talked about before and what we're going to focus on today, Abram listened to God, and that's how he became the father of the faith. When Jesus takes his best friends, Peter, James, and John, the same ones he will have with him later when he suffers in the garden, and he takes them up to the mountain with him, they were alone with Jesus. And how important that is, that each of us are alone with Jesus. Every day we need to be alone with Jesus. Now notice, when they looked up after the transfiguration, they didn't see anybody else but Jesus. They spent time alone with Jesus. So, though the devil's going to tell you anything else than Jesus, you're a busy person, you got this and that, you and I got to tell the devil to go to hell.
Go to hell.
And then we got to say, the only thing that matters is Jesus. Only Jesus is what it comes down to. Only Jesus. They saw only Jesus. So the first thing I want to ask you is, as we're in Lent, are you spending time alone with only Jesus? Every day. If that was your resolution, are you living it? If not, let's go and go to the next space. Now, what you got to do is, when you're alone with Jesus, you just can't be there. You know, sometimes people, including myself, I'll spend my hour with Jesus every day. I am alone with Jesus. But I'm not listening to Jesus. I'm talking, I'm praying, I'm saying things, or I'm distracted, but I'm not listening. And so what it takes is both. Because if you're just alone with Jesus, well, that's nice. Here's the Father of the universe. When these three were alone with Jesus, he says, see this? This is Jesus. Wow. But then he says, listen to him. The same God of the universe, when we spend or alone with Jesus, he says, it's not enough to be alone with me. It's not enough to go and spend an hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament. It's not enough. What we got to do when we're there is listen to him. And how do we listen to him? Well, by being still, by being silent, being still and know that I am God. And one of these days when I find someone who really can do calligraphy big, we're going to put that in that chapel. Be still and know that I'm God. Psalm 46, verse 10. Put it there big so it reminds people constantly, be still and know that you have God in front of you. But then the second way, of course, is through the Word of God. To listen to him. Yesterday I was in Birmingham, Alabama. And down in Birmingham, I talked to a bunch of men. I stayed with EWTN with the fathers there, which was an interesting experience. They were good guys. We had a fine time. But anyway, as I sat there, as I always do at men's conferences, like we'll be having one in a couple weeks here for the men, but as I got there with the men, I sat there and said, okay, men, you're men of God, you're at a men's conference. Let me see your Bibles. And of all these men, guess how many men had Bibles? Two of those pagans, two. But that's not just here. If I was to ask you, okay, let me see your Bibles. You'd held up your missalette here. Shut up. Where's your Bible, huh? And so I did to encourage the same with the reality of them. Listen to him. We gotta spend time with the Word of God every day of our lives so that we're listening to God. We must. It's not an option. Now again, some of you have been doing this for years. Good. He wants you to listen more. Some of you haven't even tried this yet. I've talked about it more than once. I talk about it a lot. So what you got to do today is decide, who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to Jesus? Are you going to listen to the world? Are you going to listen to your own thoughts? Are you going to listen to what you want to do? Or are you going to take the time from this day forward to be alone with Jesus and then listen to him? Which means you really spend time every day reading his word, so that you are letting the God of the universe telling you what to do with your life. Not you, not TV, not sports people, Jesus. Listen, the God of the universe in this gospel just spoke to you. The God of the universe said, this is my beloved son, whom I am pleased with. Now what I want you to do is listen to him. That's what God said to you today. Not Father Larry, God. Now if God said that to you, now the ball's in your court. Will you listen to God or will you listen to the devil? Will you listen to God and say, okay, Lord, I get the message. I'm hearing you, God. You don't want me just to come and show up. You want me to listen. So God, you who are my God, I this day before you, my God, promise you for the rest of my life before you, my God, that I will obey you, because that's the only way I can truly be holy. That's the only way I can truly be your disciple. I will obey you, and I promise you, Almighty God, from this day forward, I will listen to your Son every day of my life by spending time with him in your word. Is that where you're going to go? I'm going to give you a little hint if you do that. If you and I truly commit ourselves to letting the rest of our life be spending time with his word every day so that we can listen to him, I'm going to give you a hint of what he's going to tell you. The same thing he told those apostles. No need to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. And how many people live in fear? How many of you come here every week still in great fear every day? That you're not good enough, not worthy enough, not holy enough, afraid of what's going to happen tomorrow, afraid about no jobs, afraid about your health. How many live in fear? And so the first thing you're going to do, if you spend time with him, is he's going to tell you, like he said to them, don't be afraid. I'm in control. Listen to me. The second thing he's going to tell you is the same thing he told Jesus. You are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. Beloved means that we're the apple of his eye, as it says in the Old Testament. That's like if you have, you ever have anything in your eye? Everything stops until you get that thing out of your eye, does it not? You get paralyzed. Okay, I got this in my eye. Everything stops. No matter what you're doing, everything stops to take care of this problem in your eye. We are the apple in God's eye. Everything stops. For us, we are beloved. And so if you and I truly spend time alone with God, listening to him, one of the two most important things he's going to tell you in general is don't be afraid, and you're my beloved child. But then through that, he's going to tell you, this is what I want you to do today. This is what I want you to do tomorrow. This is what I want you to do with your life. But that's the thing today. Today can be another Mass where you come and go home and say, that was nice. Father Larry was back. Wasn't that nice? Or you can say, the God of the universe talked to me today, and he told me to be alone with him and to listen. And I made him a promise today for the rest of my life. I will obey. And I'll spend time alone, and I will listen. You got it? Get it? Good. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.